And then, this is not the article I thought I was looking at.
Well, and I want to interject something here, too. So part of what we're talking about at the end of the year is you want to take a look at this, because one of the things you started to mention when you read the data in the article was that it could be dated, but that happens, especially with words.
True.
Especially with jargon, and it alters meaning. So that's part of what you want to do at this time of the year is look at that. So you may not change the elevator pitch much, but take out a letter here or change it. And there's also some stuff for like the webpage. The usage of the language changes significantly. For instance, now it used to be that you put a comma whenever there was a natural, when there was a pause, but not on the first pause. When there was a series, they actually have changed that now.
Really?
Uh-huh. Current technical writings dictates that you put a comma at the whenever there's a natural pause.
Really?
Yes, because the world is changing to a visual format for the speaking. So you're making the language more visual, more verbal, because more people. It's kind of like we don't read as much anymore, but we read tons more because everything is delivered to us on a flat screen somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So. So that's it's now the punctuation is changing to match how a speaker would naturally speak in the native tongue. So in English, more commas, but so stuff like that. How's that important? Well, you kind of want to be trendy on your web page. You want to make those modifications. You don't want to indicate that it's not fresh, that you don't have something hot. You know. So, we're in the studio, and you have to see this visual.
I was like, oh,
but
my God.
There is a
picture. Are we having like a religious experience? Yeah,
there's a picture of Jesus in the studio.
And that's trippy.
The studio went dark because a big, huge dark cloud went over, and the only thing now lit in the entire studio is a beam of light on the picture of Jesus. Now, if you've ever seen a picture of the show, or you ever go anywhere to Mutiny Radio, you'll see this picture. It's... there's artwork all over Mutiny Radio because we represent mission artists, and I mean, we'll let mission artists represent themselves here, and well, not just mission artists, but artists from the area. And so somebody brought this in, but
okay, that was like I was having a little bit of a,
and it hasn't moved.
And I was having a little bit of my, you know, I know the
moved.
Beam of light is still on. Jesus is illuminating the studio right now.
Yeah, that's you.
And
that's Pam.
And, you know, having been raised Irish Catholic, when Jesus started to glow, I was like, am I having like a religious experience? Like, you know, but no.
No.
And then I realized you saw it too.
Yeah. What would Jesus do?
what would Jesus' elevator pitches be in?
Baby Jesus?
That's my favorite Jesus.
Yeah,
okay, now we're going to get offensive, but.
Yes.
But what would Jesus's, that's an interesting question.
Yes.
What would Jesus's elevator pitch have been? So if you were Jesus,
what's your elevator pitch? I'll tell you what Jesus's elevator pitch was.
What?
Love thy neighbor as thyself. That was his significant pitch. That's it in a statement. Now, he said it several different ways. Buddha said essentially the same thing. You can find it in Hindu and Moses, Well, maybe not Moses, but I'm sure it's in the Old Testament as well. Love thy neighbor as thyself.
Not so much. The Old Testament's a little bit...
Storytelling.
It's a little bit less focused on love and more focused on rules.
Yes.
But anyway.
That's the baby Jesus version.
What movie is that from again?
Talladega Nights.
Yes.
Yes. Baby Jesus.
This is my favorite.
And Stacy knows that's one of my things I say.
That's one of his awesome. Like, he says that more than I care to. That and anything from Monty Python, Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm. I can say anything.
Well, I just gave you an opening.
We're digressing here fast, but we're actually at the end of the show, folks. So
We're like 10 minutes from the end of the show.
No, we're not 10 minutes from the end of the show.
Yeah, we are. 10 minutes from the end of the show. Okay, I don't know what you're looking at.
No, because I'm wondering what you're looking at.
It's 3:41.
It's 3:42. That's 5 minutes to the end of the show.
No. The end of the show is 5:00.
No. Yeah. That's technically, Ms. Roach.
What?
The show ends in 8 minutes, but we could go over if we want.
Okay.
It's not really 2 hours. It's an hour and 50 minutes.
So that will be...
We get here 10 minutes before the show.
Okay.
Put in,
got it.
That's
okay.
Why, yeah.
I got it.
Uh-huh. Stacey's working on the infant Jesus because he doesn't talk and she doesn't have to process this language. She can just look at his tats.
Okay, stop. So when you're... So let's get back to this elevator pitch
idea. What is a Knigget?
I'm not... can't do this to me. That always makes me laugh.
Knigget!
Knigget!
This is an embarrassing note, but...
I can't believe you're viewing this right out of me.
Just didn't know what that meant until about a year ago.
I didn't know that...
All this time, she didn't know what that line meant.
I didn't know that Knigget was phonetically sounding out of night.
Yes.
Thought it was some French word.
Knigget. No.
Because they were French. Anyway, let's wrap up the...
Your father was a hamster and your mother smelt of elderberry. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time. I'm sorry I couldn't do that. But Chris Holt, you'll appreciate it if you're listening.
Okay, we have to stop this.
Yes.
This has to stop right now. This nonsense.
No. Okay, so elevator pitch. Because that's really all we're going to get to today.
Well, okay, so here... But so in wrapping this up, right?
Yes.
When you go through that process to create a pitch where anyone can understand it, anyone understands the value that you or your organization is bringing or your product, and the important or critical differences about you and why someone should buy their stuff, that those are the nuggets that you can then use to say, okay, you know, so is that reflected in our product line? Is that reflected in our marketing, including our website and our social media marketing? And so you can start with the elevator pitch and then extract from that those big overarching themes and then use that in developing or tweaking your other things like your mission statement, your goals for the year, your marketing materials, your website, social media, blogs, all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fairly easy process to go through to wring those nuggets out, I think. Maybe easy is the wrong word. It's not like a long process.
No.
It's sort of a shortcut to what are the nuggets that we need to communicate in our mission statement.
Right. And the other thing I would recommend too, and we kind of didn't address this the last time because we do have a show on this subject, but mm-hmm. is that you should. What I like to do, and I find it's helpful for me, is I listen to the show. I always think I'm much better on the show until I listen to the show, and then I realize how badly I suck. So,
I think the key there is just don't listen to yourself.
Well, no, but you can't do that. So what I'm recommending is you tape yourself with the elevator pitch and then listen to it over and over again. Now, don't be overly critical, but use it to refine it. Listen to you say that elevator pitch to you. You knew what you were trying to say. Does it come out clearly after you listen
right.
to it? And so you record it. You don't even need, you can record on anything now, your phone, your iPad, your computer. So we used to carry tape recorders back in the day. That's going to date me. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a movie once and they had tape recorders.
There you go. Yeah. Nice recovery.
Yeah. 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 So the mission statement and
I think in addition to saying it out loud and listening to yourself and recording yourself, you should say it to somebody that doesn't work for your company
mm-hmm.
and maybe doesn't know anything about your product or industry or whatever,
mm-hmm.
because then that will, if they can then say, okay, I got it. I get what you do. I get why it's valuable. I understand what the, mm-hmm. why it's meaningful. Then you're good.
And if you get comments like, ooh, that sounds important, you're already in trouble with that elevator pitch. It means it sounds like it's highfalutin, too expensive, and
yes.
not something they need to worry about.
Right.
So, yeah, be careful. Look for those key turns that are not necessarily mm-hmm. positive, but not necessarily negative. Like, yeah.
And make sure that the elevator pitch is more focused on what you do for customers versus who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
right.
What's the what is the end result of working with your product or service?
Right. And again, you want to make sure that you leave some way for them to remember you, because nowadays people just don't pass out business cards like they used to, and people don't take business cards. I mean, I know I don't keep business cards at all, ever. So handing a business card and then giving an elevator pitch without any contact is better than just doing the elevator pitch and not telling them how to get a hold of you. But it, and it goes back to what the lady from Forbes was saying.
Well, and I actually I had a colleague
do
who
some salesy stuff.
I had a colleague who purposefully didn't carry business cards. And what he would do when he met people, like at conferences or meetings,
right,
is he would say, "Oh gosh, I'm so sorry, I just ran out of business cards. Why don't you, you know, can I have your card, and I'll send you my contact information, you know? And in the meantime, you know, what you need to know is blah." And he would give his elevator pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would follow up with them and send an email so that they had his contact information. But he got the opportunity to deliver that dynamically, because you can't get that. You can't put your elevator pitch. I suppose you could put your elevator pitch on the back of the card.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I've actually now seen websites with the elevator pitch delivered.
Really?
Or the mission statement.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should. It should absolutely. That's a great thing. It should be on your website.
Yeah.
You should have the CEO of the company or the owner or whatever.
Right.
Do a video saying the elevator pitch.
Or playing it. Because nowadays, with the websites, you can actually have audio played at the time you click on the web page. Now, remember.
Oh, so even if you don't do video, just do audio?
Yeah. Because the reason you don't want it, you want to be careful there, because if you're looking at it on a phone or another device where you have your system muted, they're not going to hear it anyway. But at least if you have it on the website and it's playing in the background, it's black background. Now, it's actually not different than the concept of having sales material playing in the background on your phones. It's a good idea. I mean, somebody will be right, mm-hmm, with you. Did you know that Stacey Roach is a published author and a speaker? But that you are. So that would come out, right? She's a speaker who flies all over the North America giving speeches on sales and stuff. But that stuff comes out, and mm-hmm, that's the stuff you put on your phone. I just picked you because I couldn't think of anything. I was trying to think of...
Shanks.
There was... Well, you know, you can promote yourself. But anyway... We're getting ready to wrap up here.
We are.
And so if you're listening to this at our normal slot, 4 to 6, you've been following us, you notice that we are right in the middle of a trial spot from 2 to 4, so you have to save your phone calls for that time. So if you want to call us live, you can reach us in the studio from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock next week at 415-550-0511, and that's on Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to contact us, reach us at Unleash the Rain on Facebook. That's Facebook/UnleashTheRain, or Unleash the Rain on Twitter, or UnleashTheRain.radio, UnleashTheRain.radio@gmail.com. I don't know why I spaced on that. Or 925-315-7217. It's Vince Montgomery with Stacey Roach, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, take care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You got help, fucker. Is that just me? It's just me.
Tell me what food relieves insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
This is Mutiny Radio, by the way, and it's what you're listening to. And we got Bughouse Square coming up on the hour.
The food I'm
to stick around for that one.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives. Smoke it.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby!
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again!
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com.
You're listening to Mutiny Radio. Stay tuned for Bughouse Square coming up very soon.
Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Join us every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. for Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse here on Mutiny Radio. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin, bringing you the best of San Francisco's underground comedy scene here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. It's only $2. You can bring your own beer and listen to comedy here every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., 21st in Florida. It's MutinyRadio.fm. The House of Pride radio show, LGBT radio for everyone.
Funky interviews, funky beats, talking drag queens, and much, much more. It's LGBT radio for everyone.